This party started.
I'd like to welcome everyone out to this North Salt Lake. We'll start with our local building authority meeting. I'd like to excuse Councilmember Knowlton as he's traveling. Our first and only item is a public hearing and consideration of a resolution consolidating and transferring the real property of North Salt Lake for Hatch Park. Ken, are you going to do it? I think. Oh, Karen.
Good evening. So these properties were purchased in preparation for the Hatch Park expansion. And you can see these are the areas that those property acquisitions were done in. So the number of parcels, you can see there's a bunch of little property lines in these areas. They're currently under the ownership of the local building authority of the city of North Salt Lake. Some are owned by the city of North Salt Lake, some by North Salt Lake City, and one by North Salt Lake Town. So the local building authority owns six of the parcels. Three are located on 150 North, three are located on Main Street. What we're going to do is a parcel consolidation where there's a total of 15 parcels. Seven will be consolidated into parcel one, eight will be consolidated into parcel two, and we're doing it in this way to avoid consolidating any of this area with the parcels that currently have LWCF encumbrances. When you work with those park grants, it restricts what you can do on the property, and by keeping these separately, they won't also become encumbered. So this is what we'll end up with. We'll have three existing parcels that remain as they are, and the areas that are highlighted will be two new parcels. And we're going to do this via a quick claim deed. So the local building authority will authorize transfer of the property to the city of North Salt Lake to be combined into these parcels. The benefit, in addition to clearing up title and name and ownership, is that it will also help correct some property line discrepancies in here, and we'll have a large single parcels with accurate property line descriptions. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion on this. We'll now open the public hearing. If anyone would like to address the authority on this, please come forward.
I'll make my standard introduction. I think that public ought to say something at a public hearing. I thought that when you purchased these properties last fall or whenever you did, that they were transferred to the city. It's interesting to know that we have North Salt Lake Town, we have North Salt Lake City, we have a city of North Salt Lake. I'm glad that you're finally getting your act together and putting them all under one name so that when people look it up, they don't think, oh, where's that city? So it just surprised me that you didn't have all these together previous, and I'm glad to see that we're now, I guess, being obedient to laws and the way deeds are supposed to be done.
Thank you. I suspect that the North Salt Lake Town goes way back, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, these are pretty old parcels. Yeah. I would say, just for the public's benefit, which is D, the local building authority and the city of North Salt Lake are the same entity, different titles, but yeah, really we're the same.
Can I ask a quick question? Can you go back to the map? I would not ask this question if we had a long agenda tonight. But seeing as how there's not a lot on the agenda, I'm just curious. Those corner ones, you know, they're not between parcels, those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces of property. I'm just curious, like when we acquired land, Did we try to acquire those? Do we need it? I'm just curious what the history is, because I look at that and it reminds me of when they built Grand America and there was that lone flower shop standing on the corner. Or when they built City Creek and you had the lone suit company in that building that wouldn't. So I'm just curious, like the history. Just to give me a five second summary.
Okay, maybe 30 seconds. If it were the flower patch, we would have tried harder. But these properties, four out of these five properties are owned by the same property owner, and they're fairly new residential buildings. In fact, some have been built since I've been here. And they're all owned by a husband and wife who rent them as for tenants. The one parcel immediately adjacent on Main Street there that says parcel two, I believe, is owned by a different owner. I could be mistaken, but I don't think so. And anyway, I think in the future, it would be a great addition to the park, but we really felt like because those units were so new that it would really be cost prohibitive to try and acquire them. So at least right now, be a great way to expand the park though, for sure.
So 50 years from now, when you're still on the council, go ahead and say that. All right, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I'm happy to make a motion. I move that the Board of Trustees approve resolution LBA 2026-01R, a resolution approving the transfer of real property from the local building authority to the city of North Salt Lake.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's start with Tammy.
Aye.
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 Thank you. That motion passes. Someone like to adjourn our meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks. All right, let's go home.